AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's urging U.S. oil executives to rush back into Venezuela. Saka Magani reports it's a bid to revive America's ability to tap into the country's vast petroleum reserves.
The president's trying to secure $100 billion in private investments in Venezuela while hosting more than a dozen oil company executives at the White House.
One of the reasons you couldn't go in is you had no guarantees, you had no security, but now you have total security.
He assured them they will not have to tangle with Venezuela. Authorities.
You're dealing with us directly. You're not dealing with Venezuela at all. We don't want you to deal with Venezuela.
The meeting came hours after the U.S. seized a fifth tanker linked to Venezuelan oil over the past month, reflecting a Trump push to fully control the nation's petroleum. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Minnesota prosecutor is calling on members of the public to send any video or other evidence they may have of an ICE officer's fatal shooting of Renee Good directly to local investigators. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says her office has collaborated effectively with the FBI in past cases, but she's concerned by the Trump administration's effort to keep the investigation in federal hands. President Trump asked about that.
They're crooked officials. I mean, Minneapolis and Minnesota, what a beautiful place, but it's being destroyed. It's got an incompetent governor.
European leaders are urging Iran to allow its citizens to demonstrate without reprisal after Iran's supreme leader signaled a crackdown on protesters may be coming. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei saying they're ruining their own streets for President Trump, who said he would come to their aid. Activists say at least 62 people have been killed since the protests began in late December over Iran's ailing economy. And Russia's used its new hypersonic missile against Ukraine for a second time, targeting the western Lviv region, close to a military base in neighboring Poland. This is AP News. Seth Sutel wraps up the trading week in the AP Markets Report.
Stocks rose to more records on Wall Street following a mixed report on the job market. The S&P 500 climbed 6/10% Friday. The index topped its prior all-time high set earlier in the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 237 points. That's about 0.5%. The Dow also set its own all-time high. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.8%. Treasury yields were mixed in the bond market following the jobs update. The report could delay another cut to interest rates by the Federal Reserve, but doesn't rule it out. The Labor Department said employers hired fewer workers than expected last month. The unemployment rate was better than forecast. Seth Sutel, New York.
That jobs report showed employers added 53,000 in December, while the unemployment rate edged down to 4.4%. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Mylo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.